Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
You can take this Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up to the North Pole if you like. But if you're looking for Santa, head to Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
In this catch-up, have you helped your mate pick up but fallen in love yourself? And Matt Lenevez. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Hey, great news for WA. Really bloody good news for WA today. Fracking. Do you guys know what fracking is?
Yeah.
Will, do you want to explain to everyone what it is? Because I don't know.
It's a pretty complicated... Hides, you know what fracking is?
Yeah, I do.
Give us any idea what fracking
is. No, because I'll accidentally swear.
Just say.
Because I keep sounding like I keep hearing the other word.
What do you think it is, mate? What do you think fracking is?
I'm sorry, I can't say it today. I'm very tired.
I'm afraid I'm going to swear. You got no idea.
No idea.
It's got something to do with the...
It's a particular way to get oil out of the ground.
And it's controversial.
Very, very controversial.
I think it's a lot
cheaper. It also damages a lot of marine life and seabeds and that sort of stuff. It's something they've been doing in America a lot, but they don't really do
it. And we have been doing it in the Southwest. Mm-hmm. And when you say cheaper, in a monetary sense, yes, it is cheaper. But from an environment perspective, it's very expensive.
Very good.
It's a bloody good thing for that we have cut fracking. It's like,
why are you talking about fracking?
Because I'm just excited. I'm an environmentalist.
This is really strange.
I wear me Sea Shepherd jumper.
Yeah.
And I just love that this is a win for non-violent protest. Because that's sort of what's been happening over the last couple of months. No violence, just a lot of people in the public going, hey, stop wrecking our bloody ocean seabed.
Just in the public.
And I just want to mention some of the slogans that they've been going for with this non-violent protest. Slogan number one, get fracked. That was one absolute pearler. Number two, go and frack yourself.
No, they haven't. That is not.
Go frack yourself.
No.
Go frack yourself. And then the final one.
That's not a slogan. They haven't been doing that.
They have been. In Busselton, they were doing this one especially. Frack
the
me.
Down there.
That's fracked. Frack mate, me.
No,
that's
mate.
Fracked. Go and frack yourself.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Now, Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
I know Heidi's a big fan.
Seriously, growing up, I just used to listen to his CD on repeat all the time.
All right. Now, great story. Cool story, Hansel. He was on the Graham Norton show.
Righto, jerk face.
He was on the Graham Norton show.
Oh, I love Graham Norton.
With Anna Kendrick, Justin Timberlake and Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, what a crew.
Great cast. And he was sitting there and he starts telling this story, okay? Oh, yeah. About this time that he was renting a castle.
Oh, Williams. In Scotland?
I'm not sure, but he's legitimately renting a castle, and he wakes up and this happens.
And she went, have you got Morning Glory? And this is back in the day when I used to have Morning Glory. So I was like, yeah. He says, I'll wank.
So it was a cleaner, wasn't it, that came into his room?
So a cleaner just walks into his room with a duster.
Oh, God.
While he's renting a castle.
Oh, my. So he doesn't even know the cleaner. He's just
says that, right?
Oh, my.
And then...
And
then proceeds to... I've just written this down on a piece of paper because I can't say it on air.
Struth!
Yeah.
So they didn't actually do it?
Nah, just...
Quick dusting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good way to put it, Woods.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
wow.
Around all the important areas. Yeah,
yeah,
just the top,
true.
Just the top of the shelves and stuff. So that happened, and then the next day, later that day, he bumps into the owner of the castle.
Oh wow! Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and he says this.
And that night, I was with the lady that ran the castle. It was her job to run the castle. I said, "You know what?" I said, your cleaner's weird. And she said, what do you mean? I said, the cleaner that came in today, she's weird. She said, we don't have cleaners on a Wednesday. just somebody that had walked in off the street with a feather duster come up and give me a...
Can you believe that? Oh my god. So just got in off the street.
Some random has just walked in a cleaner's outfit with a duster and just dusted off Robbie Williams.
That is amazing, incredible, isn't it? Oh my god.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Will and Woods, it seems like there's a lot of rowdy passengers on Jetstar flights recently. Yep. Another story
on a plane.
Another fight has broken out on a Jetstar flight.
Oh, and
so it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. No. Don't.
Not again.
No, don't worry. We're not going there.
Okay.
But it all happened over the reclining of a seat.
Right.
So it was 2-3 o'clock in the morning. It was a night flight. A lady puts her seat back, apparently quite aggressively.
Oh, what does that even mean?
Well,
I've had aggressive people.
You should ask.
No, I disagree.
Oh, I'm about to whack me seat back.
Nah, it's part of the service of the plane.
I mean, don't just swing back. I might have my head forward.
Their tray table's back, maybe do a quick little glance over your head, but you don't have to talk to them.
Okay, glance okay. And a knowing look.
No. Disagree.
I'm about to put my...
I agree with you, Woods.
It's a service of the flight that you're able to use.
I've spoken to you.
And if everybody is aware of the fact that everybody can put their seat back, then the person behind is just aware of it. And you're not leaning up against the chair.
I've spoken to you about my solution. I still think it's a brilliant solution, and I'm angry that airlines haven't done it.
Well, they would have needed this last night because it was a big brawl.
There needs to be a you start the flight. Obviously, all the seats are in the upright position. That's fine. And then once the plane is leveled out up the top and you can put your seats back, there is an announcement and it goes, ladies and gentlemen, we are now putting the seats back. And all together, all the seats go,
but I don't like my seat back all the time.
Yeah, me either.
Deal with it.
No, I think it just comes down to manners.
Awful idea.
Okay.
Horrible idea.
Everyone's got another one.
Oh my God.
Everyone's seats go back, and if you want to go back up, that's fine.
But the point is that everyone's seats go back.
So no issue. If you want to have your seats back, everyone's ready for it. And if you want to go up, you go up. What is the problem with the current system? Because it starts fights, mate.
No, it doesn't.
Excuse me, let me see. This lady, I nearly got into a fight with her because I was having a glass of wine, you know, just settled in to watch a movie. And she decided, okay, maybe it was a bottle. but they're the small bottles. She decided to throw her chair back really quite abruptly. Didn't even look around. Yeah. And she did it 3 or 4 times. I spilt wine all over myself.
Yeah, not to point fingers, mate, but you are an aggressive bringer of the seat back.
We've seen you on
the problem. You've never seen me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is overly sensitive people that sit behind people.
No.
Everyone just needs to go onto the plane with the same common assumption that everybody can and will put their chair back. If you go on and you're ready for that, then you don't go on there and get angry when someone puts your chair back.
Sit there for four hours and anticipate when the seat's going to go back.
You just know that it's going to happen at some stage. And if you're aware of that and you know that it's part of the service, you know that that's what you get for when you pay for your seats, then you're not going to have an issue. It's everyone walking on with their heart on their sleeve, hypersensitive cabin tension that's like, mate, get that chair out of my face.
No, I go down to get me nuts. They don't let you put your chair back
because you're not allowed to put your chair back. They let you put your chair back because you can put your chair back.
I had a mild concussion last time I sat behind you, so I was getting me nuts from me back.
We all know that's not true because I literally sit on the other side of the plane from you every time because you talk about the movie we're watching.
Well, don't worry. Next time, I'm going to sit in front of you and I'm going to annoy the hell out of you.
You can put your chair back. I don't care.
No, I'm flinging it back. And Woody's going to sit behind and like stamp you in the back like a child.
I deliberately sit.
He does that anyway.
I sit a long way away from him every time.
Anyway, my solution is still pretty good, Erin.
No, I completely disagree with you. I think that everyone just needs to change that. You don't have to even add a feature. Just change the mental state of people when they get on the plane. Just go, hey, look, you know what? There's this thing on the plane where you can put your seat back. That's there. Everyone knows it's there. Everyone can use it. So why get angry about it?
Just ask me. Have manners. Just ask me.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm the sensible one.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from OVO Mobile. Switch to an OVO data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, OVO is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95, and the first month, half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Favourite Sharon, everyone. Yay! She's here. Smelling amazing, as always. I said to her before. Brittany. Yeah,
Brittany does.
Yeah, of course. It's always Brittany.
Is
always.
That what it is?
Yeah, yeah. It's always Brittany.
I'm not backwards about it, Del. So tell everybody. If everybody could just start wearing Brittany, the world would be a better smelling place. Right. I think.
And you've got your pajamas on.
It occurred to me, I was getting super fab and I was putting on all the sequins. Totally. And then I was like, Dolls, I look amazing in my PJs.
Yeah.
And I think most of the listeners are in their PJs right now.
Yeah.
So shout out to the listeners.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How are
you're
you
so good to
the
fans as well. You
I
know,
am.
You really have always connected with the people.
I'm so generous. I make them so famous.
I love you. You do look ravishing in the leopard print.
Oh, well, does. You may as well look good 24/7.
I agree.
Yeah, why not? Woody says, I agree, but has he done his hair?
No.
He hasn't brushed it in years.
No. I will have you know, there is a sea spray, a sea salt spray in here, making it look so textured.
Yeah. In fact, I heard that you maybe discussed that on a stand-up set you did last night.
I did.
Oh,
you did.
Right.
Your manager was there last night. Apparently, I was talking to this guy in the audience. He's a diplomat.
So what happened is Woody was having a bit of banter with someone in the audience.
This is at the Charles last night. You were doing 25 years of comedy.
Yeah, he was at the anniversary show. And then apparently he said, oh, hey, what's your name? John, I'm going to call you J-Bone. Hey, J-Bone. And then the whole set, he's like, hey, J-Bone, what do you reckon? And I said, Dolls, my manager said, oh, my goodness, it was hilarious. He's quite a powerful diplomat.
And
now everyone's going to call him J-Bone forever.
Really? So like an Australian...
Well, he travels around and he's an ambassador. He does all these things. And so, it does. He loved it.
Oh,
they had a ball.
He was wearing a suit.
This guy probably meets with Vladimir Putin, etc.
They were talking about how they met Nelson Mandela afterwards.
Oh,
and all the things.
You called him J-Bone.
And they loved your hairstyle, does.
Nice. Now, Sharon, let's talk about why you're here. You're here for the Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience. Which
it's
is
a mouthful. Just say
AIM. And they're doing a show tonight to raise some funds in a show called Kindling, which is going to be a bunch of comedians, artists, performers, dancers, inspirational speakers. You're all of those things in one.
I know. So, I'm a full package.
Just tick every box with you.
I'm like the KFC family bucket. I will keep you going for hours.
Now, Shaz, it's $30 to get in there, but it sounds like it's going to be a cracking
night.
It's
$30 to get in
and
$100 to get out. So, just to get, the bit of extra money out of you before you can leave. Yeah.
John Curtin College of the Arts.
They are doing it for a great reason, which AIM mentoring, which is amazing, helping Indigenous students and teens and university students progress through school and uni.
The stats are amazing. So I had to write them down. I was saying to Heidi, I never remember all the things, but the non-Indigenous year 12 graduation rate is 86%.
Yep. Okay.
And then the standard Indigenous graduation rate is 58.5%.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But if students go through the AIM mentoring program, their graduation rate is 93%, which is higher than the non-Indigenous. I mean, are you getting shivers?
That is
such an amazing impact in the world, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
KPMG did something on them and they were like, every dollar you spend on AIM, you get $7 back in return.
So it's a really obviously so charity. You get to see the return for the money that you put in.
And they make jumpers and they give them to me.
Oh,
for
that's
free.
Nice.
So,
you've got a nice jumper like me. Did you copy me?
Yeah, I love Jazz. Yeah. Obviously, I'm stalking you all the time.
Do you need to jazzle up your jumper though? It's a bit glum.
Well, no, it does. It's like because they're teenagers, it's crazy, crazy fashion.
It is crazy fashion.
It's like bright colors.
And good.
It's like bright pinks, bright greens.
You've seen mine. It's got the real cool Aboriginal artwork on the
sleeves. Amazing.
Shaz, tonight there's, as I said, it's at the John Curtin College of the Arts, 7:30 tonight. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful show. It's called Kindling. It's a VIP ticket for $100. Does that Does that involve you? Is that something you've just put on the sheet here?
If you just come and give me there's no $100 ticket sale.
I was just trying to raise
some extra money. Just trying to get more. Because whenever I heard about AIM, I met these wonderful volunteers and they were so gorgeous and just the things they do. Yeah. And I was like, Dolls, why doesn't everybody know about you?
Yeah,
and they said, Chaz, we're too busy doing good things. And I was like, Dolls, I'll take this. And now me and Heidi are both on
You've got the same train. Siphoning money off a charity.
to give it back to the charity.
Yeah, of course, of course. You can go and see Kindling tonight. Famous Sharon will be there. She's fantastic, as I'm sure all the other performers are, and it sounds like it is a wonderful thing to do. I'm doing a subject at uni at the moment called Indigenous People and the Law, and I read a stat the other day, something ridiculous, like it was more likely for an Indigenous male to be incarcerated to go to jail than to graduate from school. So I think...
That's got to change.
It seems like this is a wonderful way to do it. $30 of tickets for a great night out. Chaz, thank you for joining us, as always.
So welcome. I love you all.
Love you lots too.
If you do want tickets, we'll chuck it up on our Twitter, little link to Eventbrite. So that's happening tonight.
Too easy.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
The Purpose World Tour is on Monday the 6th of March 2017 at NIB Stadium. Tickets on sale midday Wednesday the 12th of October via ticketmaster.com.au. But you can also get tickets with us, Hides.
Yep, it's really simple. You've got to call us on 13 10 60. Woods and myself actually have no idea how we're giving away these tickets. Now, we just had a little coffee break. Will, you said, I've got it. I know how we're going to give away these tickets.
McMahon.
So how do people win? These tickets are so hot. Everyone wants to go see them on March 6th.
Okay, we've got a bunch of people that are called up here. We've got five people, in fact, that we've chosen who are going to be vying for the tickets today. Mm-hmm. Today, though, in order to get their hands on the tickets, they have to choose one of us.
Yep.
So Heidi, Will, or Woody?
Heidi, Will, or Woody.
Yep, the Woodman. Yep.
And they have to do their best impersonation of us.
Oh my God.
The best impersonation is going to get a double pass to go and see Justin Bieber.
We might even chuck one of our mugs in that kind
of... Nah, the tickets is it.
This is good.
This is it. Laura from Kelv Scott, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Laura, which person would you like to impersonate?
Heidi.
Oh no.
Okay, go, Laura, go.
Oh my God, guys. So I bought a new car. It's a Lambo and it's so nice. I saved for 6 years, but it was cheap, so don't worry. Who's in for some naked yoga tonight?
Laura,
brilliant. Well
good
done.
Good stuff. Wow.
Good play.
Rebecca from Stirling, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Rebecca, who would you like to impersonate?
Heidi.
Oh my
God, here we go again.
Everyone's going to crucify
me. Let's
go,
Rebecca. Okay.
Go, Beck.
Okay, so I actually have a story to tell about this topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow.
I've had some moments like that.
Horrible.
I've had some moments. I've got something to say, guys.
Come on, Beck.
Shannon here from Piara Waters.
Oh, she probably got nervous.
Yeah. Hey, Shannon, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Shannon. Who do you want to impersonate?
I think it's Woody.
Okay, go. Okay. Woody,
So I've got a big man bush on my chest.
Oh, no, she's got it wrong. It's Will.
Well, I'm very impressed with
you. Oh, Shannon, thank you.
That was pretty good, though.
You do talk about the man bush on your chest.
But it's Will with the hairy chest, Woody with the dreadlocks.
I have a hairy right peck, sort of.
Barbara from Morley, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, Barbara, you got a 7-year-old that wants the tickets.
11.
11-year-old that wants the tickets.
That's right, and she's going to be acting it out for you today.
Oh, the 11-year-old's going to be doing the impersonation.
Go, Alexia.
Okay, go.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Who's she choosing, by the way?
Alexia, who choosing?
Heidi.
Heidi,
yeah.
All right, go on.
Hey, guys, me, Heidi. I was just wondering, I suggest you to give the tickets to Barbara and Alexia. They would die for
them. Oh, very cute.
It's cute. I would probably put out a plea like that.
Yeah, you probably would.
It was a good Heidi.
The first one has to be the best.
Oh, we got one more here. We got Tina. Tina, how are you?
Smashed it. Oh, you just put me on the spot. I've been thinking and I'm just
okay, so Tina, do you
who was that? Was that Will?
Was that you, Tina, or one of us?
Oh, no, that was me, but, yeah, I'll throw it out to you.
Okay,
okay, so Tina, Heidi Will or Woody?
Really desperate times here. I don't know if...
I'm nervous and I'm trying to win them for my 7- and 10-year-old and they're busting at me for them.
Oh, mate. All right, well, I'm going to have to put you on hold as well. Geez, it's got to be Laura from
Laura absolutely killed it. How would Heidi react if she won the tickets?
Laura, you got Justin Bieber tickets, mate. Congratulations.
Well done, mate. Yeah,
and then, sorry, Laura, as Heidi, how are you going to celebrate?
I'm definitely going to do some naked yoga tonight.
Good stuff, Laura. More Justin Bieber tickets later this afternoon with Tim Lee. You can only get them here on Hit 92.9.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Will and Woods, I was having dinner at Earth. Girlfriend's house last night. We sat down quickly to get the last bit of The Bachelorette. Oh,
lucky.
I know.
I just snuck in the last five as well, actually, Woods.
Did you? Yeah, it was tight,
but we were having dinner. I was like, boys, we've got to quickly jam our steaks down so we can get home for the last five. Because we all know it heats up
Like the last 20, but anyway. So it was an amazing moment on TV last night. So Georgia is The Bachelorette, if you're not watching it. There's this great bloke from Bunbury called Cam. Last night he sat her down and it was at their cocktail party just before the rose ceremony. And he sat her down and he pulled out his guitar and he started singing this.
Georgia, oh Georgia, eyes sparkling blue. I've had some free time lately and I've been thinking of you.
Oh, it was amazing. Then all the boys started.
It was great.
The boys started. Oh, well, every girl wants a guy to sing to them. That's our greatest, you know, and the most amazing thing. Most chicks would want to be with a guy that could sing.
Oh, damn it.
I'm talking on behalf of a lot of chicks here, but that's me and all my friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, then all the boys came out and they started singing and joining in as well.
Georgia, Georgia.
Boys.
Sparkling blue.
Hey, boys.
You've had some free time lately.
It was a really cool song. They all had their cameos and stuff.
Look, it sounds unbelievable.
Oh, it was cute.
I suppose the interesting thing about...
Woody. You're thinking this is hell, isn't it?
The nice thing about it, and I said this to Hides before, is the amazing juxtaposition between, and it's a phenomenal social experiment we all get to see on TV, is this juxtaposition between The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and the way that the people that are vying for The Bachelor or Bachelorette interact.
Yeah.
So with The Bachelor, you get a bunch of girls going at each other's throats.
Yeah, cat fight.
And as we saw last year with The Bachelorette, and it's obviously happened again this year with The Bachelorette, the guys all get along.
Yeah.
Like, they have a great time in the house. They have a really good time. Remember we were talking to the guys last year and they were like, oh, it's just really Devo and Sam left. I mean, you know, it's actually gutting for them. And they all high-five each other when they go out on the date and stuff.
When you get a private date, you're like, oh, I miss out with the boys.
Why is that, Woods? Why is that? Why do you think that guys can have camaraderie and go after the same girl? I don't think girls can get along and go after the same guy.
This might be unveiling a bit of the bro world. Mm. I actually think it's a bit more embarrassing for a bloke to come out and say, I care.
So I think
there's a little bit of what the blokes are doing with the producers of The Bachelorette would hate.
Yeah.
As a bloke, I'm not going, oh no, Gavin, did you kiss the girl I like?
Yeah.
I'm grumpy. So much, boys are like, oh, yeah, mate, whatever, mate. Chuck another sausage on the barbie.
Yeah.
I've got to duck off to the loo, guys. I'll be back in a tick. Oh, my God, I can't believe she.
Yeah.
Let me hide it.
Right.
And do you agree, Will? Or?
No, I don't.
So you think that the boys really do like getting... Because that's the moment that I saw on TV last night.
Was the guys these getting guys, around each
they're
other.
They're all trying to fall in love with her. They all want to win her heart. Not only is it a competition, but they're all out there to find love. So that's, you know, a pretty competitive ring they've got going on.
Yeah.
All of them had each other's backs. And there's one guy in particular on the show called Courtney. And he was on a group date the other day.
Yeah.
And his best mate in the house is Luke. And Luke hasn't had a lot of time with Georgia. So he specifically pulled out of the game and so Luke could win so they could have some time with her. She was really annoyed at him for doing that.
Who's he again?
He's the guy what I was just talking about. Courtney.
So Courtney gave the date to
his mate Ryan.
And then she was like, why'd you give the date to Ryan? And then he was like, oh, I love Ryan.
Yeah, and so that's what they're doing in the house.
Okay, yep.
Can girls remain friends on 131060
yep.
and go for the same guy. Sorry if I've confused you all here.
Okay, so we're just focusing on girls here.
Yeah, because the guy, what we're saying is that the guys have proven in two seasons of The Bachelorette, and what I think is a pretty standard thing to do amongst blokes.
Boys.
You can go out on a night out.
Boys.
Get around each other and make plays at the same girl. In fact, you can all have a laugh about it. In fact, a lot of the time you'll create rules around it. You'll be like, if you're in a one-on-one convo with her, you can't interrupt. But yeah. Everybody can make their own play at different times. And it's a bit of like the next morning.
The best man wins.
Best man wins. Next morning, you shake it off. You shake their hand. But with girls, I firmly believe this. If there's a bunch of girls going after the same guy, if one of those girls gets a whiff that another girl is going after that same guy. Absolute. Pandemonium.
Yeah, it's true.
And I don't think they're capable of it. But I'm happy to be proven wrong on 131060.
I think there has to be women out there that could do it.
I don't think there are.
On 131060, can girls remain mates whilst trying to hook up with the same guy?
Yeah.
Prove us wrong, girls.
Or you can just simply call up and prove us right as well. Oh, I'd love to hear about these scraps you have over the same dude. Kelly here.
Boys.
Kelly here from Ellenbrook. How are you?
Hiya, how you going? I'm not bad. How you guys?
Kelly, you reckon chicks can be mates and go for the same guy?
No way. No.
So have you had experiences in the past where you've gone for the same guy with a friend?
Yeah. So I've got a girl. She's dating my cousin. We were really close.
Oh, yeah.
And I just made a comment one day. I said, oh,
that guy's really cute. Wait, Kelly. Can you just straighten up your phone? Sorry, because as you start talking.
You absolutely motored then.
Yeah. Sorry. So we missed half of what you were saying.
Can you hear me now? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I had a girlfriend. She's going out with my cousin. That was fine.
Yep.
And I made a comment one day and just said, oh, that guy's really cute. That was it. And she said, yeah, I'd be with him if I wasn't with my cousin. And we don't talk now because I'm with the guy.
Oh, wow. And that was all it was. It was just a side comment of, I find him attractive too. Catch you later. Huh.
Yep. And then that's it.
Wow.
So it's a jealousy thing, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Does it make you, Kelly, does it make you want to be a bloke? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, 131060, are you a girl that wants to be a guy?
Yeah. We can sort you out. We can help you out.
I definitely would sometimes.
I want to know more about why this happens. Why is it that chicks can't be friends?
It's the emotional thing.
And go for the same guy.
It's the emotional thing. Like, you know, when we've talked about it's hard for women to just go out and hook up and sleep with a guy, you know what I mean, without getting feelings.
Apparently you've got a chemical in your brain.
There is. There's an actual chemical.
God, being a girl,
how awful is that? We don't have the chemical.
It is. We've got to carry a child for 9 months.
You guys should bottle the chemical and make a bloke ingest it. And then we're like, oh, no, we're in love with you. Oh, my God.
Okay.
1360 is the number. I want to know why as much of anything, why girls can't be friends and go after the same guy. Yeah,
okay. Well, because... like, it's a jealousy thing. I couldn't sit there, you know, I lost a friendship for 15 years, but I mean, we were very young and stupid.
Mm.
But, for me, it was jealousy.
It's traffic time here on Heidi, Will and Woody. Can girls be mates and go after the same dude? Yeah,
Sally from Craigie. How you going, Sally?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, do you think girls can remain friends when they're going for the same bloke?
Oh, definitely. I've got two best girlfriends.
Yeah.
Who one of them I even walked in on sleeping with the guy I was seeing.
Oh, my God.
Best mate.
It's true.
Wow.
And you stayed friends?
Yes.
So
that's
great.
Jeez.
15 years.
How did you get through that, Sally?
Oh, it was a couple of months of I just was really upset with her. She was upset. And we just decided he was a loser.
So that is the galvanizing thing amongst girls is when you come to the conclusion that he's a loser. Or you don't like him anymore.
The guy's in the wrong. You often see girls sometimes with a cheating guy, the girls figure out and they like bond together and go, he's a tool. Let's get him back.
And then once that bond happens, it's like the closest bond a girl can have.
Oh, yeah. It's like the film.
And then watch out, men.
That is just, isn't that so funny? If a guy double crosses two different girls and it's the same guy, they will be mates for life.
The film The Other Woman, Kate Upton, Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
And a man.
Don't ruin the ending.
Sorry.
I think everyone probably has seen it now, though.
Brianna from Ellenbrook, how are you going?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, do you also think that girls can remain friends when going for the same guy?
Yeah, for sure. I have a few friends.
Yeah.
So the guy was one of their brothers.
Yeah.
We all, thought he was the best thing ever, and he's lovely. And some of them, you know, did end up getting in, and they're not anymore, and we're all friends, and we're friends with him, and it's fine.
Oh, right.
The brother involved. Good job.
Wow.
I think I got confused.
So basically, her mate's hooking up with her friends. Wait.
One of the friends.
It's a Friday. Okay. I mean, it sounds like you've got a great scenario though, like- Brianna. Thanks for the call. Have a great day. You can have one of me mugs for staying mates with your pals.
Because one of their mates was hooking up with her brother's mate, and I was like, oh, you're with my brother. I'm like, that's a bit messed up. And they're like, oh, we're buds.
Okay. But was it the brother's mate or the brother?
It was the brother. One of the friends has a brother. Not my brother. One of the friends has a brother.
But then one of the other friends hooked up with the brother.
And one of the
friend.
Other group of friends. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I'm with you.
Are you there, Woods?
How the hell did you get it?
Always wanted to be that brother, but I never was.
When my
sister's friends came over, I was always like, oh look at Woodster in a towel. And
mate.
I got like,
oh, Woodster in a towel.
I always got nothing. Like, I was always like, your friends are probably right into me, aren't they?
You mean like...
They talk about me? And Sarah's like, no. They don't.
Do you mean like...
Oh, she's
mean
lying.
Like
she's
it...
lying. They all
do you mean like in Bring It On, you know?
Yes.
The brother.
And then 2 minutes later, Dad walks out. Uh-oh, look out.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Right now, though, on Heidi, Will and Woody, we've got this guy on the show.
Come on. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
our next guest. He played the part of Australia's great fast bowler in How's That? Kerry Packer's War.
Billy's pounding down like a machine.
Come on, Aussie, come on.
And even worked with Baz Luhrmann on tourism campaigns.
So where the bloody hell are you?
No, not that one. You may know him as Patrick from Offspring, but please welcome the exceptionally talented Matt Lenevis.
Yes, Matt Lenevis. I probably would have preferred you.
Guys, how are you? There's a bit of a plug.
Yeah, almost would have preferred you in a bikini over Lara Bingle, actually, on that ad. I think lots of people would have.
That is an absolute lie.
Hey, this might be a weird...
You saw me in a bikini, you'd run the other way.
Let's talk about Peter Brock. Matt, I grew up in Bathurst, so I'm a massive fan. You would have spent some time going around Mount Panorama. There's a lot of stories that come out of that mount.
I did. Yeah, we did. Well, I was lucky enough to go watch the race there last year. And the good thing that a lot of motor racing enthusiasts can be comforted with is that we've got old stock racing footage and amazing racing footage from fans that were actually there. Rather than seeing me, you don't need to see me try and go over there at half the pace that Peter and Alan Moffat can go over there in. And also the track nowadays looks nothing like it. So what we managed to do is build replica pits outside of Sydney and then get a private racetrack just on the northern suburbs of Sydney. And so you cut to me in the car, then you cut to Peter racing over the mountain, then you cut back to me in the car because many of those cars aren't around anymore. I think every Aussie male thinks he can drive a car fast. But I tell you, you can't drive it as fast as Peter Brock.
He's king of the mountain.
It was a joy. But are you a Holden or a Ford?
Hello, grew up Holden. Like, I was obsessed with Peter Brock. That's why I was wondering if you ever had, like, a little blonde girl in this series. Because every year he came to Bathurst, I would stalk him down every single day where he was, to the point that my mum sent me these photos this morning.
Wow, we did not know this man.
I loved him so much.
Oh, my God.
He actually knew my name.
There's a photo of Heidi with Peter Brock.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
And it's his signature. It's on a Polaroid. That's how old I was. Yeah, so I've got fond memories of him.
That's the great thing about Brocky is most people who were lucky enough to meet him remember the first time they did. And he really, you know, he changed a lot of people for the better. He was a man that believed in his dreams and backed his own heart. And he always signed signatures, you know, chase your dreams. He's a man that always tried to inspire people. And, you know, that's what's so great about this series is that we get to share it with a whole new generation of people.
You can really hear the respect that you've got for him, Matt. Mm. It must be humbling and almost a little bit daunting thinking about taking on a role of someone that you really respect and clearly admire.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually thinking that you're doing it justice. Well, I imagine that'd be at the back of my head the whole time is feeling, you know, wondering and asking whether I'm good enough.
But when you start out, there's so much material to look upon, the books that you can read and all the interviews. And when I jumped on board, I really, in a way, fell in love with him. The fact that he backed his heart and backed his beliefs, no matter what people were telling him, is that nature of his personality.
Matt, he could drive that mount. Like, I used to go every single year with my dad. I was obsessed. And every time the race would finish and Brocky would get first place, I would race to the front through all these people and I'm like, I'll meet you later, Dad. And I would be front row while he would throw champagne all over us and I would just be like, Brocky.
You'd take the champagne and nick the champagne.
You jump on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you jump on YouTube right now and you type in Peter Brock Bathurst and you get to see footage of him driving the Commodore over in the wet in the last lap.
I might do
it's
that.
He's amazing.
I think we're all going to check it out right
so
now.
So much Bathurst talk. I love it.
Brock does premiere this Sunday, 8:30, and continues on Monday on Channel 10 in what should be a wonderful television event to do justice to a great man. 10 years. 10 years. I still can't believe that after his death. Matt, before you go, mate, are you going to continue having a bit of a honky-tonk with Asher Keddie as a ghost, or is that over? I mean, it just seems a bit ridiculous that that's continuing. You enjoying the ghost sex?
I don't foresee me popping back in.
Good use of popping back in, Matt.
Matt, well good played. Work, mate. Can't wait to see you on Sunday night as Peter Brock.
Thanks for joining us, mate, and well done on generating and commemorating a legend. We'll speak to you later. Thanks very much, Matt Lenevez.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
That's all from this Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up. Don't miss the next one. And don't miss Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.